我们亲爱的阿爸父神，我们爱你。
Our dear Abba Father, we love you.
我们感谢你。
And we thank you.
我们赞美你。
And we praise you.
我们实在是谢谢你，将你的爱身啊，你的独生的爱子啊，为了我们而死。
Which we thank you for your only begotten Son that died for us.
我们今天真是要在这里，我们要颂赞你的名，称颂你的名到永永远远。
And so today here we shall praise your name until forever.
祷告乃奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
还是先问大家，我们弟兄姐妹新年好。
So let's start. I'd like to say a happy Lunar New Year to brothers and sisters here.
我们在线上的也是哈，问候我们大家新年好，这也是我们新春的第一个主日。
And greetings to everyone online as well. So this is the very first Sunday since Chinese New Year.
这也是我们过了一个叫做公历年的新年，那现在又来还有一个这个农历年的新年。
And so we first celebrated the Gregorian calendar, New Year, and then now we celebrating the Lunar New Year.
也是再次让我们提醒，我们如果在公历年新年的时候还没有来得及觉知的哈，立志今年要比如说要读圣经哈，要把这个整篇圣经读完的话，我们这次又来一次机会一个新年，我们还可以再立这样的新志哈。
So if you haven't had made up your vow to, for example, read the entire Bible this year on January 1st, maybe there's another opportunity for you to start again as well.
好，我们今天我要跟大家一起分享的主的话是从那个约翰福音。
So today I'd like to share a message with everyone, and that starts in the book of John.
我们要从约翰福音的我选的是从第十章开始。
So I chose to start from chapter 10.
题目哈，我写的题目是：我们深思我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
And the message I'd like to share with you is called "Pondering." My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
为什么我用了一个深思哈？我相信我们弟兄姐妹这个福音，约翰福音。是读过好多遍的哈，也很熟悉的。
So why do I choose the word pondering? I'm sure brothers and sisters have all read the book of John many times and you know it well.
就是我自己来说也是，但是当我特别读到这段话的时候，真是让我能够好好的深思。我们这认识主的时候，包括在主里时间越长的时候，我们才能够真正明白我们主耶稣他讲的这句话。
So I've also read the book of John many times, but truly, when we ponder about his words, then we can truly understand his words and what the meaning behind those words are.
好，下面我们先一起来把今天的经文哈，我们要读的经文是从第一节十章第一节到第六节，我们先一起来念一下。
So let's first start by reading from chapter 10, verse 1 through 6.
我们还是用中文先慢慢的念一遍。
Again, we'll read Chinese first and then English, and let's read it slowly so we can meditate upon the words.
好，我们开始哈。我实在的告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音。他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思。
Okay.
我们下面英文。
Okay, John chapter 10, verse 1 through 6, English, let's begin. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. A stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of the strangers. This figure of speech Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what those things were which he had been saying to them.
我们放下面一张，放下面一张。
Okay, next slide.
我选了一张这个羊哈，这个羊在这个草地上面山坡上面在吃草。
So I chose a picture here of a flock of sheep and they're grazing on the grass.
这就是我们主耶稣他在用比喻用羊来做比喻。
So our Jesus used sheep as figure speech.
他这个里面刚才我们读的圣经里面六节，主耶稣提到羊圈，也提到牧人，也提到羊的门。
And so in the verses we just read, our Lord Jesus mentioned about the flock of sheep and then the shepherd.
他特别我们看到第三节的时候说到看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
And verse 3, it says, To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。
A stranger, they simply will not follow, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of the stranger.
Yeah, 当我们读到这儿的话，我们虽然我们当中，我相信我们没有真正有放羊的，有放羊经历的，有没有？敏雄是有过买过羊，好像有羊，但是不是像那么多的群羊在这边放羊的。
So probably none of us here have any experience actually shepherding a big flock of sheep.
但是我们读到这句话的时候，我们同意不同意那个耶稣在这里讲的
？But when we read this passage, do we all agree to what Jesus just said?
特别讲到羊是听牧人的声音。
Especially the part where it says the sheep listens to the voice of the shepherd.
而且是羊也跟着这个牧人走。
And also they follow their shepherd.
好，我们先暂时停到一下这里哈。
So let's put a pause there.
我们现在是从约翰福音，我们进到了第十章，约翰福音的第十章。
And so now we're in John chapter 10.
我们从施百克弟兄他对这个约翰福音的默想的这个书里面，他有个特别的题，看见。
And so, from Brother Sparks in his book, I'm pondering.
Sparks,
right? In his book of pondering about John, the book Gospel of John.
他说这个约翰福音哈，到了第十章的时候，他主耶稣的他的那个讲话的对一下子转成对待众人，对待众人，对待大家。
And so in that book, he talked about how as soon as we enter into chapter 10 of the book of John, the audience all suddenly changed. And now our Lord Jesus now is targeting an entire group when he talks.
十章以前哈，从十章以前，我们看到他所记载，约翰所记载的主耶稣他在地上所做的神迹哈，都是针对的一个人。
Because before chapter 10 of the book of John,Our Lord Jesus, all the things that he does, all the miracles he performed, are targeted individuals.
如果你记得从第九章的时候，特别是讲到一个耶稣治了一个瞎子。
And so if you remember, especially in chapter 9, how our Lord Jesus healed a blind person.
他是生来就是瞎子。
So this person was born blind.
然后在第八章的时候，主耶稣是对待一个叫做在行淫时被抓的女人。
And so, and then in chapter 8, he talked about how Lord Jesus was talking to a woman who was caught, arrested while committing adultery.
那么第七章的时候也记载了，特别是耶稣的他的肉身的兄弟啊，还有犹太人的领袖们，他们不信耶稣。
And then in chapter 7, how it's recorded how Lord Jesus was talking to his fleshly brother.And also the Jews who did not believe in him.
第六章里面主耶稣是行了神迹五饼二鱼的神迹。
And then in chapter 6, we talk about how Lord Jesus performed this miracle of the five bread and two fish.
第五章特别记载了一个病了38年的人。
And then in chapter 5, it talks about how he healed a person who was sick for 38 years.
第四章是记载了主耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人在井旁的、一些谈话。
And then in chapter 4, it recorded a conversation between our Lord Jesus with a Samaritan woman by the well, water well.
还有治好了一个大臣的儿子。
And then he also healed the son of a high-ranking official.
Yeah, 再往前推的话是讲到尼哥底母、啊、来特别夜间来看耶稣。
And then if we push for, even further in, further to the beginning of the book, it records how he had this conversation with Nicodemus during, in the middle of the night.
但是来到了第十章的时候，我们主耶稣他讲到羊。
But all of a sudden, in chapter 10, our Lord Jesus start talking about sheep.
当我们、中文哈，我们读到羊的时候，我们没、如果是讲了很多羊的话，我们习惯加上一个羊群啊。
And so in Chinese, when we talk about multiple sheep, especially when they gather together, we call them a group of sheep.
啊，但是英文你去看的时候，这个叫 sheep， 它本身就是可以是复数，也可以是单数用。
But in the English language, sheep, the word sheep could mean singular or plural.
还如果是讲单个复数的话啊，单个羊的话，一定要前面加一个 one sheep 啊，是吧 ？One sheep.
So if you're talking about just a single sheep, you have to say one sheep.
记得那个九十九啊，有一百只羊丢掉一只羊的时候，你去看它里面就讲到是九十九只羊，然后有一只羊掉掉，它特别讲这个数字。
And so you'll notice when he talk about a flock of 100 sheep and then one was lost, he especially talk about that one sheep.
如果前面没有加这些数字的话，找羊就表示是多数的，就是羊。
So without that, then whenever the word sheep is used, you know that it's talking about a group, a bunch of them.
所以十百个弟兄在这里看到我们主耶稣他的工作哈、啊，他就是啊，包括他的教导，就是对着羊群了，就是多数人了。
And so a brother noticed that. Starting from chapter 10, Jesus starts talking about a flock of sheep, multiple sheep.
那么实际上我们注意看的话，虽然这个约翰福音它里面没有一个字是提到叫 church, 叫教会。
So if you pay attention, you'll notice that even though in the book of John, there's nowhere it mentions, uses the word church.
所以这个时候实际上你从主耶稣在是转向群羊的时候，就是一个团体，一个教会的概念出来了。
And so, but however, when Jesus start talking about sheep, you know he's talking about a collective, a concrete, and so that's where church is actually referring to church.
那我在这里再把这个约翰福音它的一些背景哈，包括它一些写作的重点，也跟大家稍微很快的提一下。
So let me mention some additional background for you.To bring some context.
约翰福音这本书它和另外的三本福音书放在一起，我们都叫做福音书。
So the book of John along with the other three books, we combine all together and call them the gospel.
它的写成时间是在三本福音书的最后比他们晚的很多。
And so the book of John was completed well after the first three books.
如果按照公元来讲，它大概时间是在九十年，公元九十年的时候。
So if we to look at time-wise, it's probably completed about 90 AD.
其他的前面三本书，马太、马可、路加，他们都是在主耶稣升天之后不久后面的一些年代里面就写出来了。
And so verses book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they were all completed soon after our Lord Jesus ascended.
而且我们如果你读读这个约翰福音的话，你就知道他写这个时候，约翰写这个约翰福音的时候，彼得已经殉道了。
And so if you pay attention, by the time that the book of John was written, Peter was already martyred.
他的这个重点哈，约翰他写这个约翰福音书的重点是讲神的儿子。
And so the focus of the book of John is the Son of God.
他在记载我们主耶稣他在地上，他主要他的工作的地点呢，这个约翰福音他记载的是在犹大地。
And so in terms of location, mainly the book of John records things that our Lord Jesus performed did in the land of Judah.
那其他的三本福音书呢，他们都是着重点写在主耶稣在加利利地所做的事。
While the other three books records events that mainly happened in Galilee.
他以这个为主 但约翰福音记载主耶稣在犹大地他的教导，他的行的神迹，是以犹大地为主。
And so again, it records, so the book of John records that Jesus' ministry for the Lord in Judea.
他在内容上面，他主要指导我们主耶稣他的内在的和属天的生命。
And in terms of contents, subject matter, the book records about the Lord's inner and heavenly life.
而且是他特别是要启示主的这个神的神性的这一面。
And especially we want to reveal things of the divine side of the Lord.
还记得啊，这个约翰福音一开始第一句话就是道成肉身啊，太初有道，道成肉身。
Because in the very first passage, in the very first word, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
整本圣经里面一些关键的一些词哈，一些关键词，你常常可以注意看到的就是生命。
And then some of the key words, some words that keep popping up in the book is life.
还有。圣灵
and the Holy Spirit.
那么我选了两节，他那个他们叫要节哈，要节就是整本书里面最最关键的两句话。
And so I picked two key passages in the whole entire book.
呀，我们下面我们可以转到下面，金刚帮我转到下一个 slide.
So if we go to next slide,
也是大家非常熟悉的三章十六节。
So I'm sure everyone's very familiar with this passage. So chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
还有一个关键的一节。
And then another key passage.
是到约翰福音接近尾声了。
And that's towards more towards the end of the book.
是在二十章的三十一节。
And that's in chapter 20, verse 31.
这些约翰在这里写到，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
他这本约翰福音这本书，他的针对的对象就是教会。
So the target audience for the book of John is the church.
马太福音我们也知道，他针对的犹太人写的。
And so in the book of Matthew, it's the target audience for that book are the Jews.
马可福音是对待这些外邦人。
Whereas the book of Mark was targeted towards the Gentiles.
路加福音呢？他是对的普世的人。
And whereas the book of Luke is more universal to pretty much everyone else.
但是约翰福音他实实在在是对的教会说的。
But the book of John was targeting the church.
所以我们为什么说有的说这回约翰福音也是给是教会的福音书。
That's why oftentimes we say the book of John is a book for the church.
好，我们一起就回到我们刚才我们停下来的地方。我们特别读到我们读了圣经第六节的时候那个约翰在这里特别提到说耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思。
And so let's return back to the passage we read, where especially in verse 6, where it says Lord Jesus told this parable to them, but yet they do not know what it means.
当我们刚才读十节的时候，我们没有看一下前面第九章，你如果看第九章是主耶稣是在对谁说话。
So we were just reading chapter 10, but if you read chapter 9, you know that who Jesus was talking to.
因为他们是从主耶稣医好这个生来就瞎的这个人开始，然后法利赛人就在不断的盘问而且不断的也来指责耶稣。
And so, in chapter 9, Jesus just made a blind person able to see. And so he had this conversation with the people around him, especially the Pharisees. And the Pharisees were just bombarding him with all sorts of questions and judging him.
Yeah, 他是主耶稣是接在这个瞎子他被赶出去的之后，主耶稣来对他说话，然后呢被旁边的法利赛人这些人听见了之后，主耶稣才来对着这些法利赛人说的话。
And so the blind person, after he was driven out, Lord Jesus came to talk to him. And then upon hearing the Pharisees, then Jesus turned to the Pharisees and said these things.
第九章第四十节，从他在那里的法利赛人听见这话， 就说，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？
And so chapter 9, verse 40, those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and said to him, "We are not blind too, are we?"
在这里，我们主耶稣， 第十章就接着说， 我实实在在地告诉你们。
And that's why in chapter 10, verse 1, Lord Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you."
所以主耶稣是在对这些法利赛人在讲。
So Lord Jesus was talking to these Pharisees.
他不是跟一般的， 就是说不认识神的人在讲。
And so he was not talking to the average person who does not know God.
所以我在准备这个信息的时候，我在准备的信息的时候，我就是这样写到的。我就说，这些法利赛人怎么会不明白耶稣在这里讲的这个比喻呢？
So as I was preparing the message, upon reading this, I thought to myself, how come is it that these Pharisees did not know what Jesus was talking about?
因为我想到， 他们法利赛人，他们很敬仰摩西，对吧？他们很敬仰摩西的。
And so, because as Pharisees, they must respect Moses a lot.
摩西他就是牧羊的人出身。
Moses was a shepherd.
还有他们对大卫也是，那么犹太人对大卫。
And they had utmost respect for David as well.
包括他们现在那个国旗也是大卫的心，大卫的心。
And even to today, the flag of Israel is the Star of David.
大卫也是牧羊人嘛。
And David too was a shepherd.
Yeah, 这两个人都是犹太人，他们所仰赖的。
And so these two people are all the Jews rely upon them.
那么讲到羊呢，以赛亚书也特别说到，他说我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
And then in terms of sheep, even in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 6, it talks, all of us, like sheep, have gone astray.
以赛亚他是大先知，我想这些法利赛人怎么会不明白主耶稣在这里讲的这个比喻呢？
So how can it be that these Pharisees do not know the parable that Jesus was talking about?
实际上今天早晨，我正在这里放这个桌子的时候，有话对我说。
And so this morning, as I was setting up the Holy Communion table, all of a sudden I heard this.
有声音对我说，你真正你也明白这个比喻吗？
And I heard this voice speaking to me, is asking, "Do you indeed truly understand this parable?"
实际上我也想到，这时就想到主耶稣的话，他说：“你们的义如果不胜过法利赛人的义，你们断不能进天国。”
So that reminds me of what Jesus said, that if your righteousness is not above that of the Pharisees, you too cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
是的，我们不能在这里坐来评论这些法利赛人。我想主也今天早晨也给我看见，让我们要自己我们真正的好好的谦卑在主的面前。
So indeed, even though this morning we're talking about the Pharisees, but that voice reminds me that we too need to understand the parable of Jesus.
我们下面我们来看一下我们主耶稣他自己来解释他这个比喻。
And so next, let's take a look at Lord Jesus himself revealing the meaning behind this parable.
我在这里就一节节念给大家听，从第七节开始。
So I'll read again the verses to you starting from verse 7.
所以主耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。Verse
7, he says, So Jesus said to them again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep.
凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。All
who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them.
我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。I
am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了， 是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。
He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them.
十三节，雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
Verse 13, he flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep.
十四节，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
Verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me.
正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
我再念最后后面一节十六节哈，我另外有羊，不是这圈里的。我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
And verse 16, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd.
我今天我们的重点是在我们的题目上面，是我的羊听我的声音。
So the main point of our message today is in the title. It says, "My sheep hear my voice."
我们特别注意到刚才十四节念到的时候，主耶稣说：“我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。”
So pay special attention to verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me.
这里我们主耶稣讲到这个羊的比喻的时候，是从前面他来到祝棚节啊，祝棚节上到耶路撒冷。
So before he came to give this parable, he was spending it was the end of the tabernacle.
我们记载到十九节就讲到这件，主耶稣解释了比喻之后这些法利赛人他们中间犹太人包括犹太人在一起，他们中间起了一些纷争，他们有的说主耶稣是被鬼附着的，我们而且是疯，不要听他的话；有的说不是。
And so after Lord Jesus explained his parable, there became a division among the people who were there. Some people were saying that he's crazy, don't listen to him. Some other people are saying that he's speaking the truth.
然后二十二节呢，开始呢是讲到另外一次主耶稣来到这个圣殿的时候，他讲的是耶路撒冷有这个修殿节，是冬天的时候。
And so in verse 22, he came again into the city. At that time was winter time, and so there was at that time was the feast of the dedication that took place at Jerusalem.
在这里，主耶稣再次讲到他的羊。
And so there, the Lord Jesus again talked about his sheep.
虽然是两次不同的教训的时间啊。
And even though these are two different separate times.
我们从二十五节这里练起啊。主耶稣回答这些犹太人啊，主耶稣回答说：“我已经告诉你们，你们不信，我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证。”
So in verse 25, he said, Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify of me."
只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。
But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep.
所以在这次的时候，主耶稣又提起羊的事情。
So here again, our Lord Jesus mentioned about the sheep.
下面二十七节就是我用来做主题的，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
And in verse 27, also where I got the title of this passage from, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
我们可以我也建议自己解圣经十章的二十七节，我们可以做一个自己做一个背诵的圣经。
So I also recommend we all memorize this passage.
我们来仔细想一想，在这句话里面，主耶稣说：“他说我的羊听我的声音。”
So let's meditate upon this verse. Yeah, Lord Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice."
我们一想到这个听的时候。
And as
如果加了一个我的羊听见我的声音和我的羊听我的声音有什么区别？
So let's think about this phrase here. My sheep hear my voice. What's the difference between my sheep hear my voice versus my sheep heard my voice?
特别主要是说我认识他们。
Especially when our Lord Jesus said, "I know them."
而且他们是跟着我的。
And also, they follow me.
所以我们仔细想想，所以我们讲他在这里，他是讲的听我的声音。
So let's think about this. Talk about here. He used the word they hear my voice.
我们就想象主耶稣像是讲的比喻，讲的这些羊听他的声音的时候，讲这些牧人，他在声音发出一个声音，发出一个声音，这些羊就有反应，就能回到他的牧人那里去。
So if you can imagine a flock of sheep kind of scattered around the field, and when they hear the voice of the shepherd, they start gathering to him.
这个就叫做听，我的羊听我的声音。
And that's the meaning of my sheep hear my voice.
如果是他这个牧人发出声音来，羊没有反应的话，这个叫不叫听他的声音？
So, but if on the other hand, the shepherd spoke, the sheep heard the voice, but they didn't take any action. Can you truly say that the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd?
所以大家可能能够察觉到一点，这里面的这个主耶稣在这里讲到我的羊听我的声音里面，不只是讲到外面，听到他这个声音。
So you probably from this passage, you could get an understanding of that when Jesus speaks, not only does his sheep simply hears it in their ear.
就是说他这个听到声音呢，是会在里面产生一个反应，它里面先有我们想象这个羊听到这个声音来的时候，它里面会很快的先反应一下，认识不认识这个声音，熟悉不熟悉这个声音，然后这个熟悉的声音，然后它的反应所做下一步行动是什么。
So in addition, there's something that there's a reaction inside of you. So in the same similar way, how when the sheep heard the voice of their shepherd, they first hear it, and then inside they need to process it. They first need to see if they recognize that voice, and then upon recognizing that voice, then there's an action that's associated with upon hearing that voice.
我们知道牧人发出的声音的话，每一个牧人，他们发出的声音很独特，就不一样的。
And so every shepherd has a very unique voice, so they're all different.
包括我们在这都一样，我们同样的讲话，我们每个人讲话或者每个人唱歌，我们所发出的声音，每一个人都不同。
Including everyone here, everyone's different. The way, so that means how we talk, how we sing, we all sound different.
我们更不要说有男生的声音和女生的声音。
So, in addition to, of course, the fact that there are men and women, so all sound different.
就是你同样一个人，你在生气时候发出的声音和那个你在高兴的时候讲的话的声音也不同。
Or even the same person, but when you talk while you're angry or when you're happy, all sound different.
所以你也可以想象，这些羊的时候听到牧人声音，有的时候牧人是喊他们来说这里有很好的草，喊他们过来。
So you can imagine in the same way how the shepherd sounds different. For example, when the shepherd discover a good pasture and call the sheep over, he may sound
有的时候是牧人发现有这些豺狼了，要来吃他们，所以他也发出的声音，是这些羊听到的时候就该知道怎么做。
So, or if he discovered danger, like for example, he saw some wolf, then he will warn his sheep, and then in his warning, he would sound different, so the sheep could tell the difference.
所以这个是一个这个羊，它跟这个牧人之间建立起一种关系来，才能够真正的说听他的声音。
And so there must be this relationship between the shepherd and the sheep, for the sheep to be able to understand the meaning behind the sound of the shepherd.
我就讲了一个小小例子，也是海波和我们的孙儿们他们去了这个 Port Townsend 正好那边看到一个什么，他们是有养羊的一个家
And then, so an example is my wife Hai Bo and her experience with our grandkids. They were in Port Townsend, and then there's a family that has that's raising sheep.
他们那个时候就想到圣经里面说，他说我的羊听我的声音，而且耶稣是叫他的名字，他一个个领出来。
And so we were reminded of the passage how Lord Jesus said that I know my sheep, and then how also when he calls their name, they follow him.
所以我们的孙女就非常好奇，说他真的你喊他名字，他能听懂吗
？And so at the time, our granddaughter was very curious and asked, "Is it true that when you call their name, they will follow you?"
所以我们孙女也喊他的名字哈，喊那个羊的名字。
And so our granddaughter called out to the name of the sheep.
那个羊没反应。
The sheep just stood there. There's no reaction.
那个养羊的那个是姊妹哈，他一喊，哇，那羊哗哗就跑过来，就那只羊跑过来。
But then the sister who was the shepherd who was in charge of raising the sheep. So when she calls the name of the sheep, it immediately went to her.
就刚才十章三节里面讲的哈，他说羊也听他的声音，他按着自己的按着名叫自己的羊。
And so that's why in verse 3 it says that the sheep hear his voice and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
也是一样，实际上我们在我们当中我们也是一样，我们如果和大家待的时间比较长的时候，你就可以认出他的声音来。
And so in the same way, if you spend enough time with someone, you'll start to recognize their voice.
像我跟弟兄姐妹我们聚会了那么长的时间哈，那么长的时间的时候，谁祷告我们不用看，对不对？谁祷告的声音你一定知道是谁的声音。
So, like among brothers and sisters, because we spend so much time with each other, that when someone pray, we don't need to even see their faces, and just by hearing that voice, we know who was praying.
更不要说你们夫妻如果在时间那么长的时候哈，生活的越长，越能知道对方哈，对方的声音，对不对？
And much more so if you're married for a long time and you know the voice of your spouse even more.
有的时候跟这个我们讲的声音里面不只是说一定要讲话才是声音哈。
And sometimes it's when we say sound, they might not even need to talk.
有的时候你正在很安静的时候，突然听到有一个人叹气的声音。
So when maybe it's all quiet and then all of a sudden you hear someone sighing.
我讲的夫妻之间一听到sighing，你这个时候你就。会想到呀，怎么了
？And so I'm talking about like between spouses. So when you hear your spouse sighing, all of a sudden you may wonder, oh, what's going on?
如果这个叹气的声音没有被你就是说能产生反应的话，那就要好好的质问自己了，到底你们关系怎么样
？And so, but if you found yourself not reacting at all to hearing upon your spouse sighing, you might want to question about the state of your relationship.
所以我们还特别注意的哈，我们主耶稣在这里用到是我的羊听我的声音。
So here pay special attention. He says, "My sheep hears my voice."
他没有说我的羊认识我就我讲的认识我就是说知道这个人是什么样子的哈，看这个样子用眼睛来识别。
So he did not say my sheep recognize me on sight, right? Based on how I look.
为什么我在想到主耶稣用羊做比喻，也是真是给我们这些人，我们没有见过耶稣的。但是我们就信他的人，而且他的话是一直在说的，不但他的话，他的声音一直是在响着的。
So that reminds me of believers like us, even though we have never seen Jesus with our eyes, but we constantly hear his voice, read his words, and so we recognize him by that.
有的时候在这个世界上面，我们也知道，确实是各种各样的声音都有啊，是。
And so, as we all know, in this world, there are so many different voices and sounds.
我们先讲到旧约里面，我们想到，我们看到我们的亚当哈，亚当他们听见神的声音，还记得吗？
So, for example, in the Old Testament, where Adam heard the sound.
那是在创世纪三章那个八节里面记载到，因为亚当和夏娃他们吃了那个神说。他们不可吃的那个果子哈。
So in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, after Adam and Eve ate from the tree that the Lord forbade them to eat from,
这个是创世纪三八节是这样说的，三章八节，天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华的面。
So chapter 3 verse 8 it says, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.And a man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
圣经是说神在这个院中行走的时候，他的声音被听见了。
And so the Bible is saying that as God, Lord God was walking in the garden, the sound he made was heard.
亚当和夏娃听见的声音，他们的反应是什么？
And so upon hearing that sound, what was the reaction of Adam and Eve?
他们是藏起来，是躲起来了。
So they hid themselves.
我们另外一处我们就讲到我们听到他们确实听到他声音，但是他不是是正确的反应，他是一个躲起来了，因为他知道他犯罪了。
So they heard the Lord coming, but then the reaction was not the right one. They hid themselves instead. And so because they know they have sinned.
我们还记得当那个雅各那个要去接受以撒的那个叫祝福的时候，是在创世纪二十七记载到这件事情。
And so, and then next, in Genesis chapter 27, verse 22, when Jacob was about to go to receive his blessing,
这个时候，这个雅各就靠近以撒了，他爸爸那里。他爸爸就用眼睛不好嘛，用手去摸他。
And so, at the time, his father's eyesight was failing him, so he used his hand to feel him.
雅各以撒那个。以撒说什么？他说声音是雅各声音，但手呢却是以扫的手。
And so Isaac the father said, and he felt him and said, the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau.
所以这个声音我们是可以识别出来的。
And so we could tell, we could differentiate between different sounds.
以撒他的两个孩子雅各和以扫，他当然能够知道。他们的声音，所以他在这里说声音是雅各的，但是手呢却是以扫的。
So Isaac being their father, of course he could tell the difference between his son. That's why his sons. That's why he said the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau.
那么在马太福音三章十七节也是大家非常熟悉的，就天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And then Matthew chapter 3 verse 17, a very familiar verse.And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
我们在启示录里面到这个圣经的最后一本书二十一章三节的时候是有这样说，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And then in the book of Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, it says, And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
所以这个听的声音如果能够分辨能够听分辨出是谁的声音的时候，这是需要在一起有相当长的一起的相处。
So, in order to be able to tell someone apart, to recognize someone just by the sound of their voice, there needs to be a time spent with that person. There needs to be this relationship with that person.
但是我们见面的时候，我们有的时候记忆力非常好，我们这个人跟他在某种场合见过一面，可能又过了几个月，甚至过了几年，也还能够认出来。有的时候还能够认出来，我。
But however, recognizing someone by sight takes a lot less time because we have a very good memory, so we might see somebody for a very short time and then we could recognize them a few weeks later or sometimes even years later.
但声音就不一样，你虽然跟他某个场合有见过面讲过话，但是你可能不一两天之后同样这个人在讲话或什么样，你不看见他的话，你不知道这个是谁。
But that's different from the sound of someone's voice. that you may have some conversation with somebody for a few times, but then you might not recognize them just purely from hearing their voice a few days later.
所以我们再回到主耶稣的话，他说：“我的羊听我的声音。”
And that's why, again, going back to the verse, it says, "My sheep hear my voice."
主耶稣说：“我也认识他们。”
And I know them.
他们也跟着我。
And they follow me.
这是讲到一个关系，哈，一个实在是关系在里面建立起来。
So there's a relationship that was being built there.
哦，我们有的时候听到这些信息的时候，啊，会不会在你里面会有一个小声音在你自己里面在问自己，哈？
And so sometimes when we hear these messages, we may have this little voice inside of us.
呀，都会不会问自己啊，我是不是耶稣的羊？
And you may find yourself, you may find that voice asking yourself, asking you, "Am I a sheep of Jesus?"
我想这个能够有这样的声音问自己是很好。
So I think that's good to have this voice questioning you that.
但是我们主耶稣在这里讲这话，实际上是不是叫我们自己来怀疑我们是不是主的羊哈
？But I think that our Lord Jesus asking this is not to question.Ourselves, whether we are the sheep of Jesus.
他是要讲到和我们的关系啊，关系。
Rather, he's asking us in terms of our relationship with Him.
是不是到了这个关系，我们能够听他的声音
？Is it at a point where we could recognize Him simply by the sound of His voice?
是不是听到这个声音是有行动的，是跟随他的
？And more importantly, whether there's action accompanying.Hearing His voice,
我们只要回想一下我们自己，我们当时信而受洗的时候。
So if we think about back to the time when we believed in Him and were baptized,
我们是听见主耶稣他要万民成为他的门徒。
And we heard, Lord Jesus said that He wanted all nations to become His disciple.
我们虽然不是直接的哈。听到这个主所讲的话，但是我们是通过传道人，通过弟兄姐妹传福音的时候，把主的话传给了我们。
So even though we might not have heard this word directly from Jesus' mouth, but we have heard this message, his words through the preacher or through brothers and sisters.
特别是当你受洗的那个时刻
，especially when you're being baptized.
我也想到我受洗的时刻也是一样。
And so I think back to a time when I was baptized in the same way.
是啊，受洗的人啊，那个我们传道人也好，弟兄也好，或者带你受洗的啊，会一定会问你几个问题嘛啊。
And so when you're being baptized, you will be asked these questions.
反正前面有的时候你相信不相信神，我们这个世界是神所创造的，我们人也是神所创造的。
And so they're asking, do you believe that this world was created by God?
我们相信不相信主耶稣来到世上是为了我们的罪
？And do you believe that Lord Jesus came into this world for our sins？
一般到最后时都会问一句，我记得也是你愿不愿意成为主耶稣的门徒
？And also the very last question oftentimes being asked is, are you willing to become a disciple of Christ？
我相信我们受洗的都是说愿意的吧
？And I believe all of us who were baptized all answer yes to those questions。
如果你说不愿意的话，那就停在那里了。
So, but if you say no, the baptism ceremony will stop there.
对，我们愿意的话，就是我们已经听了我们主的声音。
So when we say we're willing, yes, then that means we have heard the voice of our Lord.
那是不是这个我们听了主的声音，我们就一直是他的羊呢
？So if we heard His voice, does that automatically mean that we are His sheep?
我们就看看我们受洗以后的我们的基督徒的生活哈，到底和我们受洗前有没有什么不同
？So now depending on whether how we live after we've been baptized is it different from the way that we used to live before we're baptized?
我也在准备这个信息的时候，实际上我也有看到我自己哈。
So as I was preparing the message, I think about my own life.
我相信我自己是神的羊。
I believe I am a sheep of the Lord.
但是我的所活出来的，不是我听他的声音，是他我要他听我的声音。
But how I live out that life is not that I hear His voice, but rather I want Him to hear my voice.
对，我的祷告也是求神给我这个，给我那个哈。
And that also reflects in my prayers, asking him, please give me this, please give me that.
啊，真是多少年之后，也是一直是这样，真是求神来祝福我带领我去哪里。比如说，我已经想要去这个地方要去那个公司工作，然后我就求神来祝福啊，让我一定要得到。
And so I pray to the Lord, I want this, I want to go there. Or for example, it's always I know that I want to go to this company or this place, and so I would pray that the Lord that I could get into that place or this company.
所以回忆起来，实际上，呀，不是听他的声音，乃是要他听我的。
So thinking back, oftentimes it's not that I hear his voice, but rather I want him to hear my voice.
呀、yeah, ，所以我们就讲到哈，实际上就看到自己还是处在一个他的小羊的一个阶段哈，一个阶段。
So I guess you would say that I'm still in a stage of this little lamb, haven't grown up yet.
也、yeah, 常常也是我们不是我们跟随他，反过来是要他来跟随我们。
Now, oftentimes it's not I who follow him, but rather he who follows me.
对、yeah, 我们实际上有的时候祷告是很属灵，但是我们常常仔细想的时候，我自己想的时候，我们根本就不属灵啊。
So oftentimes we may think that our prayers are very spiritual, but if you really look into it, if you really think about it, it's not so spiritual.
包括我们去到哪里去，我们做神的工作也好，什么也好啊，我们求神啊，求你与他同行，求你与我同行。
And so whether we go to somewhere for work or we go on some missionary trips, we pray that the Lord will go with you.
是叫叫主来跟随我哈。
So it sounds like basically you want the Lord to follow you.
Yeah, 我想这些话实际上是非常的深哈，非常的深。主说，我的羊听我的声音。
So I think that this passage, my sheep hears my voice. It's very deep. It's very very meaningful.
主说我也认识他们。
And the Lord said, I also know them.
他们也跟着我。
And they follow me.
我相信这个话，很多很多话是主耶稣，特别我们在讲的许多话都是主耶稣对我们大家说的，不是单独的对一个人啊。
And so I believe these words, he said these words to all of us, not just a particular individual.
所以我们有的是信主，信了很多的时间，就是为了真是把主当作好像也是另外一个菩萨一样的要来拜他的目的是要我们自己得好处，自己的好处。
And so many of us may become believers for a long, long time, but simply view our Lord Jesus as just another deity, false idol that we simply want them to do what to obey our wishes.
就回忆一下我自己当时对待包括我们主日的时候来敬拜。这个事情的话，我这里面实际上是很大很大的挣扎。
And so even thinking back to myself, just on matters of coming to Sunday worship, I initially had a lot of internal struggle.
对啊，我们想的信了主之后，哎呀，这个星期天还要花那么多时间来到这个教会来敬拜，哎呀，这个时间好像浪费了。太多了哈。
I felt like after I become a believer, now I have to go to church every Sunday and spend all that time here. That's a lot of time used up.
那个整个我们的，特别是在美国，也是这个竞争这个生活的步调哈，都是非常的快，所以这个时间浪费了，真是可惜。
Especially in the U.S., where the pace of day life is very fast, you feel like you're wasting time.It's such a waste to spend all that much time.
一周工作了，然后好不容易可能有点可以休息时间，哎呦，还要来到教会。
I feel like I've been working hard the whole week, and even on the weekend now I had to go to church.
所以信了主了之后，没有觉得好像得到了什么，反而好像是失去了什么。
And I felt you may feel like after you become a believer, not only did you not receive anything, but now you also lost something.
呀、yeah, ，我们现在在好好的想想的时候
，But thinking back，
呀，我自己特别好好想想的时候，这么几十年下来，实在是主在这里，真是在牵着我们、牧养我们啊，包括我自己在一起。
But truly thinking about this thing, I recognize that in the past decades, I could see that the Lord's leading me.
就是我们在这个聚会当中，在主日的聚会当中，神在这里牧养。
Especially in our Sunday worship, Sunday gatherings, our Lord is shepherding us.
我们都是他的羊，我们在一起聚集的时候，你就知道神在这里做工，还有圣灵在我们当中做工。
We're all His sheep, and so His Holy Spirit is working among us.
啊，以致我们真的在里面，我们的生命能够成长的时候，我们自己都不觉得啊，自己不觉得。
And but because our life is slowly maturing, we may not recognize it.
就像一颗种子种在地里的时候，它怎样生长，你只要浇水，它有阳光，它就生长了。但是它怎么生长，我们是不知道。
And just in the same way that if you plant a seed in the ground, you give it water and it receives sunlight, it will slowly grow into a big plant. But how does it do that? We don't know.
就像我们一样的，我们接受了主的这个啊。他的生命的时候，他的生命在我们里面成长。只要我们来到啊，他的聚会当中。
And so just as how we become a believer, we receive His life. And as long as we attend church among other brothers and sisters, then that life inside of us will grow.
Yeah, 就像我们里面的生命，主耶稣赐给我们这个生命，虽然从幼小，但是就能够成长。
So the life that we receive initially from our Lord Jesus may be small.But it will grow.
成长的过程你可能都自己都没有觉得。
You might not recognize it as it grows and matures.
Yeah, 只要我们来到亲近主，因为主自己说的，只要有两三个人奉他的名聚集，他就在他们当中。
But as long as we could get close to him, then that life will grow. Our Lord himself said, as long as there's two or three among you gathering my name, I will be with you.
从我一上来对待主日，我们认为这个时间好像是画上去有点浪费时间啊，从这个那个时候开始到现在。
So from the time when I initially thought that coming to church was a waste of time until now,
让我现在看到主日，虽然彭弟兄常常讲主日啊，这个星期天啊，是一周的开始的第一日。
So even though oftentimes like our brother Paul shared that Sunday is actually the first day of the week.
虽然我也听到这个话讲了很多遍，我想也知道这个事，但我在活出来的时候根本没有把它当作是一周的第一日。
So even though I heard so many times, but in reality, I didn't truly felt or treat it like Sunday is the beginning of the first week.
还是很习惯啊，星期一啊，我们是第一天，我们要开始去做工了，去上班去了。
Sunday is the first day of the week, but rather we treat Monday because that's the first day we need to go to work.
这也是我们习惯的哈，我们习惯的就是星期一到星期五就是我们上班了。
And we're all accustomed to that. We are accustomed to going to work from Monday till Friday.
然后星期六、星期天是休息的、放假的。
And then Saturday, Sunday are the days we have off.
但是我们信了主之后，我说这个方面观念没有改变。
But it seems like even after I become a believer.That concept, that framing of these days stayed the same.
实际上现在改变过来了哈。
So now I've changed how I look at this.
就是我现在看到，确确实实我们这个星期天哈，实际上是主日，也就是我们一周的第一天。
Well, now I see that Sunday as the first day of the week.
我们蒙恩的儿女，我们第一天，我们就是来聚集在一起。我们来听他的话，我们来敬拜他。
So his blessed children, indeed, we come on this day to hear his voice, and to worship him.
这不但是我们做人的本分，也更是我们这些蒙恩的儿女，我们理当来这样的来纪念我们的主。
So not only is that something that we ought to do as a man, as his creation, but especially as his children. This is something that we ought to do.
这个不是从一些规定条例来的，乃是这个神的生命，主耶稣的生命在我们里面成长的时候，就会让我们能够里面我们真正的人会改变。
And this doesn't come from any kind of commands or requirement, but rather it's because our life inside of us is maturing and that's making change outwardly.
Yeah, 这叫心意更新而变化哈。
This is called renewing of the heart.
所以这个天，特别是我们现在教会，我们现在把这个薄饼和这个我们平常讲的这个敬拜哈，就放在一起连在一起的时候，我们更是看到这个神的工作在我们当中哈，继续的进行。
So especially now we combine the Holy Communion with worship together, blended together, we could see how this is working.
让我们每一次与我们主相聚的时候，他来改变我们，继续的改变我们。
So allow us that every time we gather here with our Lord, He changes us.
就像我们是小羊一样的，要长成大羊。
Just like we start as a little lamb and grow into a sheep, mature sheep.
我们要记得我们的主，他在升天之前特别嘱咐彼得，嘱咐彼得三次，说喂养我的羊。
And we especially remember how before our Lord's ascension into heaven, he asked Peter three times to tend his sheep.
然后中间有讲到一次是喂养我的小羊。
And one of those times was actually telling Peter to shepherd my little lamb.
所以让我也是知道神还有主耶稣在这里圣灵一起在做工，当特别我们奉他的名聚集的时候，他要赐福给我们每一位。
And so especially from that we know that every time we gather together, especially in His name, He shall shepherd all of us.
有了我们主的生命在我们里面的时候，我们活出来的时候，世人是可以看见的。
And so with His life inside of us, even the people around us, people of this world will be able to see this because that life manifests itself out.
我们有主的生命在我们里面，我们基督徒和世人包括我们做事都是不一样的。
And so with His life inside of us,We do things differently from the people of this world.
要我们逐日来敬拜神，从这个一周的开始就是来到神的面前。
And so on Sundays we come to worship Him. That's the beginning of the week.
有神赐给我们的力量、智慧、爱，我们可以在周间，我们叫星期一也好，星期一到星期五，我们极力的、认真的去做工。
And then with His wisdom and love that He blessed us with, then we could.Diligently till Friday.
我们不偷懒在我们的工作中，我们也是能够活出来这个主的生命在我们当中。
And we're trying not to be lazy at work either. And so we want to live out the life of the Lord in every aspect of our daily lives.
我们也知道，我们现在有的时候找工作比较难，但是我们非常的自己也是从这里经历过来。当你找到工作的时候，你一定要在公司里面好好的做哈，好好的能够将你的才能、你的那个尽力，能够让公司的这些老板们都能看见。
And so we know that it's kind of challenging right nowadays to find jobs. So we all know that at our job we ought to work hard and diligently at our work, so that we could be a good testimony to those around us at work.
特别是你刚刚进去的时候，你可能还要花额外的时间在放在公司上面、工作上面。
And especially when you first enter a new job, you may need to spend a lot of time on it to learn the nature of the job.
也是随着这个时间的长，慢慢你的这个人就能被公司里面的主管人员也好，或者同事也好，慢慢的就接纳、被认识。
And slowly over time, then you will be accepted by the people in that company, especially the management level.
然后慢慢的，你的不是再是公司是给你工作，好像是公司的给你的恩惠哈，实际上是公司很需要你了。这时候是。
And slowly it will become that it's not so much as that you're there to work so that you could receive the benefits, but rather you become so valuable to the company. The company needs you.
这是靠着我们的主给我们的生命，我们不论做什么工作的时候，我们可以将主耶稣他自己的生命活出来的时候，真是别人会看见他们很需要这样子的人。
And this is due to the life that's inside of us, the life of Lord Jesus, so that when we live out that life, people around you notice this, and they will be drawn to that.
而不是我们一直好像是处在被雇的状态，好像一直是要动不动就害怕他要把我们开除了或者 fire 掉了。
And instead of us constantly in the state of fear, constantly thinking, fearing that we'll get fired for something.
以至于好像也要用主日的时间，反而来赶紧多做一点事情，能够讨这个公司的喜欢哈。
And so that we do, maybe you work even on Sundays.Just so that you could be in your employer's good grace.
这个实际上是一个本末倒置，我们是反过来。这样子的话，我们生命没有得到成长。
So if that's the case, then you basically live your life completely in reverse of what it should have been, and your life, that life, that inner life, won't have an opportunity to grow.
所以我们没有能够活出来主的生命的时候，别人也看不见。
And so when we can't live out the life of our Lord, other people will not be able to see it either.
我们自己也就永远处在一种打工的阶段了。
And then we'll always remain at just the stage of being an employee, just working for someone.
我们反过来，我们要真是把这个第一天主日第一天当作我们。真是我们愿意来到主的面前，我们来敬拜他，也让他来改变我们的生命。
And so we should reverse this and live Sunday as the first day of the week and let him change us.
我在我们当中也是看到许多的很好的见证，我们的弟兄或姐妹，他们主日之后来的都是非常的早。
And so among our brothers and sisters, we saw many good testimonies because we see on Sundays they come very early to church.
我想弟兄姐妹也都有看见也都有看见。
And I think our brothers and sisters, we have seen this.
Yeah, 我们最早的时候我就看见彭弟兄，他只要在的时候，他不到外面去讲道的时候，他总是很早的就到了这里。我们开进来的时候，第一个就看到他的车已经在了。
So like our brother Peng, if he's not abroad on missionary trips, then every Sunday we would see his car here the first car here.
Yeah, 我们马赛尔弟兄也是常常看到他，常常就是已经都先到。
And also Brother Marcel, also we can see him among the one of the first ones here.
我现在也是一样，我就一周实际上真正的刚刚过完主日，下面的盼望就是再下一个主日。
And so nowadays, just right after I finish our Sunday, what I look forward to next week is the next Sunday.
我们有跟神有这样对的关系的时候，我们实际上神非常祝福我们手中的工作，也包括我们的家庭。
So when we have this right relationship with the Lord, He will bless us in other aspects of our life, including our family life and our work.
所以我们把这关系放对的时候，我们神是特别的祝福的。
So when we have properly placed this relationship, then God will bless us.
我们也知道有一位弟兄他的。他也是跟我们相处了相当长的时间，他自己都做见证。他说他以前在工作的中，真是时间不够时间不够。
And so we have this brother who shared with us that we know this brother for a long time, and he shared with us before he used to feel like he just there's never enough time for work.
Yeah, 这特别也他也是在微软他在微软这个工作也是非常的挑战性，所以他要用很长的时间在工作的办公室里。
So he worked at Microsoft, and so the job is very demanding, so he spent a lot of the time at work.
但是回到家里的时候还在想工作，有的时候所以脾气各方面很暴躁，对待孩子妻子都是常常的就发火。
And even when he gets home, he only has work on his mind, so he became very short-tempered towards his family, his wife, his kids.
但是当他信了主之后定义的来和弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神来这样子参与主日的一起敬拜的时候，他就发现他好像这个做工作方面怎么很顺利很快。
So after he become a believer, he spends a lot of time with brother and sister at church, and then slowly he discovered that, how come now it seems like the work is going so smoothly at work?
然后孩子们和妻子们都有时间星期六能够有时间在一起享受这个家庭的这个关系。
And then on Saturday, he have time to enjoy his family time with his wife and kids.
所以我们现在也是一样，我们知道，我们现在我看到很多我们特别是星期六还要安排好多的，给孩子们安排好多的学习。
And so, in the same way, even.Today, we know a lot of family, a lot of parents, even on Saturdays, they have a lot of these extracurricular studies for their kids.
都是在这些叫知识上面这个学科上面做一些补课也好，或者上一些高级班也好。
So they may be going taking their kids to these review classes, or maybe going to AP classes.
但是我现在我在听到一个新的词 一个叫躺平，还有一个叫卷。
So I heard these internet words that people use. Is one called laying flat, the other one is called
卷就是是比较是吧？是攀比的意思吗
？It's kind of like basically you're constantly comparing to other people and just kind of getting very tired. You're constantly trying to keep up, kind of like keeping up with the Joneses, kind of.
啊，就是啊，我们如果讲孩子来讲，就是把这个孩子和别的孩子比较哈，比如讲数学好，什么弹钢琴好，什么这方面是吧
？For example, the parents may be comparing their own kid with some other kid, in terms of their math grades or in terms of their piano performances.
后来，当他们跟我解释这个时候，他们说，不但我们中国人之间卷，现在也卷到，跟韩国人卷比哈，然后还和日本人一起比。
And so the kids or our parents would complain that not only now we're competing amongst our own kids, but now we have to compete against kids, Korean kids or Japanese kids.
对卷或者躺平来说，我比较喜欢躺平。
And so between these two, like keeping up with other people versus laying flat, I more prefer laying flat.
我实际上我也跟他们也讲我自己的经历，我说我们像我这一代成长呢，我们在国内的话，我们可以从小学三年级一直到高中毕业，我们都是可以说躺平的。
And so I told them that in my own studies, growing up, from third grade until high school, I've been just laying flat.
因为那个时候大家都知道，那是文大革命开始。实际上就真正教学没有什么东西学的了。我那个时候想到学英语的话，我到现在还记得，就是 Long live Chairman Mao 哈，就是毛主席万岁。
And so, as you all know, because during that time was the time of the Cultural Revolution, so there's really nothing really truly to learn about in schools, right? Even in English classes, all you learn about is phrases like "Long live Chairman Mao."
但是当高考恢复的时候，稍微努力一下也考上了。
But after the return, the normalization of the exam system to get into high school, then you just need to make a little bit extra effort, and then you could get in.
所以我也跟年轻的弟兄姐妹讲，我说希望你们给你们的孩子能有一个幸福的童年，不要在这里卷他们了。
And so when I share with brothers and sisters, I told them that I hope you can give your kids a great childhood instead of like competing, forcing them comparing them to other kids.
星期六的时候能够跟他们真正的花时间好好的在一起。
And for example, maybe spending Saturday truly with them, enjoy that time.
Yeah, 享受神真是赐给你的这个星期六啊，星期六。
And enjoy the Saturday that God have given you.
带着孩子们可以各样的户外活动都可以。
Take your kids to do all sorts of outdoor activities.
他们就没有一个人会在那里老是对着电脑了哈。
So none of them make sure they don't spend their time in front of the computer too much.
星期六是一周的最后一天。
So Saturday is the very last day of the week.
所以好好享受你这个五天做工这个第六天的时候和家人一起好好的和妻子一起。
So,
丈夫也好，一起过神所赐给你的美好的这个时光，也是美好的环境
So work hard during the Monday to Friday, and then enjoy your time with your spouse, with your kids on Saturday.
然后主日第一天就是来到早早的来到教会，带着全家一起来敬拜神。
And then on the Lord's Day on Sunday, be here early, bring your family.
特别我们是九点半开始，我们是薄饼先开始，我想这个是非常非常的宝贵。
So especially we start at 9:30 with Holy Communion, so this is very precious.
当我们亲近我们的主、我们的神的时候，他就亲近我们。
So this is a time for us to be closer to our Lord, and when we do that, then He will be closer to us.
我们真是要跟他真是常常的相处我们相处和我们弟兄姐妹之间，我们彼此的相处的时候，能够使我们真正的听见主的声音。
So we need to be closer to him, also closer to brothers and sisters. So when we can truly do that, then we can hear the Lord's voice.
不但是听见是有行动的，是有行动的来跟随的，这就叫听他的声音。
And not only do we hear them, but also there's action associated with hearing that.
我们这也是我们信主的人之后会有一个这个心意的更新，心意的更新。
And that's it, the renews the spirit for those of us who believe in him.
我想请金刚再帮我打一下，我中间跳掉一个 slides， 我们这走到最后一个 slides。
So let's take a look at the very last slide.
这个就是今天的主题我也是希望我们大家能够记住背下来主的这句话。
So this is the name of our topic for the message today. So I hope that we can all memorize this this phrase, this verse.
就是我的羊听我的声音。
My sheep hear my voice.
我也认识他们。
And I know them.
他们也跟着我。
And they follow me.
特别注意我们主耶稣在这里他在解释的时候是他们他我认识他们他们这个羊也是复数
So pay attention here he said I know them So he's using plural
我们也盼望我们每个主日我们都能够真是早早的来到一起
So I hope that every Sunday we could be here all arrive here early
Yeah 我们的主他要看到他的羊不是一只两只是多
So that he can see that his sheep is just not one or two, but many.
我们的薄饼，然后我们的敬拜，然后还有信息。我们虽然信息可以结束。
And then so our Holy Communion and our worship and our message that follows, even though the message will end at some point.
但是我们作为一个教会来敬拜神的话，我们应该把这个整天都应该拿出来哈。
But as a church, in terms of worshiping our Lord, we should dedicate the whole entire day to Him.
Yeah, 我们也盼望从我们心里先有这样的看见，盼望我们这个结束之后，我们能够多留下来一点我们彼此的关怀、关心帮助。
So I hope that even after the end of the message, that we could stay and have fellowship with one another, care for one another.
对，我们尽量不要在主日的时候安排一些其他事情，然后聚会完了我们赶紧就要去。办一些其他的事情
It's best that we not schedule other things after church, and so that after church, then we need to go do something.
Yeah, 有的时候特别让我想到一个小动画片的时候，想到不知道是不是太合适，但是我想能够让我看到一点，就是叫什么 Cinderella 是吧？是 Cinderella.
So it kind of remind me. I'm not sure if it's appropriate comparison. It remind me kind of the cartoon Cinderella.
他是很想去那个舞会，但是他那个后妈。找好多岔子对吧让他把事做完了 才能去
So she really wanted to attend the prince's ball but then her stepmother found many excuses to not allow her to go
然后最后好像还把一些什么豆子还是米撒到地上说你要把这些捡完了你才能去参加那个舞会
And she, the stepmother even cast like maybe some beans or rice on the ground and said that you had to pick up all of them before you could go
后来他的苦情被一个什么一个会变魔术的什么人来同情他哈喊了这些鸟帮他再把这些事做完还给他一套衣服是吧还有一个鞋子特别是玻璃鞋是吧
And so the fairy godmother took pity on her and so helped her clean using other animals to help her clean up and gave her a gown for the ball and even gave her this crystal shoes
yeah.他非常哎呀，他能够去到舞会，而且非常喜欢。但是，一看到那个钟要到十二点的时候，赶紧要逃回去了。
So she went and enjoyed herself, had a great time. But as soon as the clock hits midnight, she had to flee to get back. She had to leave the ball.
不愿意虽然他自己不愿意，但是他那个什么，那个 magic 那个人就跟他讲的，到十二点，你这些东西都会没有了
And even though she wanted to stay, but then the fairy godmother told her that at strike of midnight, all these things that I gave you will return to their original shape.
但是我们主日不一样哈，我们敬拜神的话，他没有时间限制哈。
But however, our Sunday is not like this. There's no time limit.
呀，我们个人可以跟神相处，但是我们主日，我们是大家一起弟兄姐妹，我们一起来和神相交。他是最最喜悦的。
So we can have fellowship on our own with the Lord, but on Sunday we get an opportunity to spend this time with all the brothers and sisters together to fellowship with God.
让我们看到我们来了主日不光是为了自己，我们想到也是为了弟兄姐妹，也是为了爱我们的主。
So we can look at it this way, that we come here on Sunday not just for ourselves, but for all of our brothers and sisters.
所以我们来不再是按照守规条，我们来乃是出于爱，爱我们的神，爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
So we come not just because of some, there's some sort of rule or anything, but rather we come out of love, love for God, love for our brothers and sisters.
我们也认定我们这位牧养我们的神。
And we also help to shepherd with our God.
Yeah, 我们昨天晚上正好无花果团契一起在道光家里面。我们也是有一个非常好的一个交通哈，这也是一个在主里的聚会。
And so last night at the fig tree fellowship, we had a very good fellowship. And
yeah, 这和一般的我们的一起party 哈是不一样的哈，确确实实主在我们当中的时候，就让我们每一个人来到的，我们都能得着主的恩典恩惠。
So this is different than merely just a party, but rather truly.God was with us, and we truly receive His blessing during our gathering.
后来结束的时候，他们说要唱首诗歌，后来他们选的是什么？选的那个耶和华是我的牧者。
And so at the end of that gathering, we decided to sing a hymn, and the hymn that was chosen was "The Lord is my shepherd."
那个时候我自己在想，哎，我已经选的我们的结束诗歌也是耶和华是我的牧者。
And I felt that.I was very moved because the song I picked for the end of this message is also "The Lord is my shepherd."
好，我们下面我们一起来唱这首
Let's sing the song together.
下面我们在祷告之前，我想问一下我们当中如果还没有信主的哈，我想你愿不愿意也来成为我们主耶稣的小羊哈，小羊。
So before I go into prayer to end our message today, I'd like to ask those of you who are here, if you're still not believing yet, are there any one of you who are willing to become the little lamb of our God?
你如果还没有成为他的小羊的。 愿不愿意举个手哈，看看有没有啊，举个手。
If you want to be, if you have this desire to become the little lamb, or you're willing to raise your hand.
嗯，没有哈，没有，好，好的。我们盼望我们都是已经信主了哈，都是信主了。
So I don't see any hands, so I hope that every one of us here are a believer.
有的时候我们还可能有的还没有信主的，可能需要更多的时间在我们当中。我们也盼望我们能够我们的已经是主的羊，我们能够帮助他们一起来认识我们这位牧人，我们的好牧人。
And so for all those of you who are still seeking, I hope that those of us who are really God's sheep can help share with you.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have prayer.
我们亲爱的主，我们真是何等的感恩。
Dear Lord, how thankful we are.
我们今天能够真是奉你的名，我们在这里一起来聚集在你的脚前。
Today we could gather before you in your name.
我们谢谢你这样的保守，看过我们，你为我们舍命。
And we want to thank you for watching over us and for laying down your life for us.
你也呼召我们不但我们这些已经信了，还有那些许多还没有信的，你要我们去传你的福音，叫万民成为你的门徒。
You call us out to share gospel among the nations.
我们感谢主，你给我们这样的负担，让我们都能每一个羊都能听见你的声音。
You know, we want to thank you for giving us this desire, this command to us, so that every one of us will become your sheep.
让我们能够真正的、完全的跟随我们的主。
So that we can truly follow our Lord.
我们谢谢你，谢谢你的一切的恩典恩惠，祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄和姐妹。
We thank you for all the blessing you've given us. We want to thank you on behalf of all the brothers and sisters here.
还有我们的福音朋友，无论是在线上的还是在这里的，都蒙求你的祝福。
And also please bless our gospel friends, whether they're here with us here or online. May you bless them all.
真是愿我们主耶稣你的恩惠、天父的慈爱和圣灵的感动与我们每一位都同在。
May the love of the Heavenly Father be and His mercy be with every one of us.
我们祷告，来奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名。
We pray in the precious and victorious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.